They're perishing now, they're perishing now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
The Saints' Prayers. As I travel on life's journey, I know not what lies out before, but I know the saints are praying that I safely reach the shore. Be agreed with one another. God will hear you when you pray. Do not doubt or do not waver. This is the good old Bible way. Two of you may gather. Send your petition to the sky. Be agreed in the name of Jesus. God will answer from on high. Just one has a promise, if they abide in him still, and his word abides within them, they shall ask what they will. All true prayer is answered, maybe yes, and maybe no, maybe wait a while on Jesus, until he his will doth show. Pray for God's work and for sinners. Pray for workers on the field. Pray that God will send the workers, and that sinners, they may yield. Pray for sick and suffering bodies. Pray the lost may find the fold. Even pray for all the rulers. This is what God's word has told. Rada Watkins. Friends, it's a real pleasure to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. We hope you will stay tuned to this station for the next few moments, because I believe I have something very important for your welfare and happiness. After all, you know, happiness is something many people are seeking and never seem to find. Let me give you a recipe for it here. In 1 Samuel, the 7th chapter and the 5th verse, we read these words. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. He said this at a time when the Lord's people were in trouble. They needed help. Samuel prayed for them, and they were given help from God. There are times when you and I need help, too. And we need to know how to pray. It's astonishing and appalling that some people do not have the habit, neither do they know how to pray. Prayer is a sincere desire of the heart. It may either be uttered or unexpressed. However, I believe that earnest prayer is certainly expressed with a voice, and sometimes with tears. But the important thing about it is that everyone should learn to pray. If you do not know how to call upon the Lord, you've missed the secret link between you and God. There's no connection. Prayer is that which ties us to the throne of God, where our petitions are made known. Men and women of all ages have prayed. Many important decisions have been made while one was upon their knees in prayer to God. Really, you do not have to be on your knees to pray, but I like it better that way if the going is rough. When the load is heavy and the pull is great, you can find help in the secret place of prayer on your knees before God. Elijah the prophet of old was a mighty man of prayer. When the drought had been upon the land and the ground had failed to yield its fruit, Elijah knew how to get in touch with God. Listen, from 1 Kings 18 and verse 42 we read, "And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, 'Go up now, look toward the sea.' And he went up and looked and said, 'There's nothing.' And he said, 'Go again seven times.' And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, 'Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand.' And he said, 'Go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meantime that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain.'" You see, friends, the Lord heard and answered Elijah's prayer. When Daniel was carried away captive by the mighty empire of the Medes and Persians, there's one thing which his enemies could not take away from him. That was his connecting link with God, the power of prayer. Three times each day, Daniel prayed, at morning, at noon, and at night. He let nothing stop him. But let me read it to you from the sixth chapter of Daniel in verse 10. "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime." Friends, let us learn to trust and believe God and go to him often in prayer. I don't know if the following incident is really true or not. I do know that it could be true as a remarkable manner in which God answers prayer, but it's written that in Chicago, two Christian ladies agreed to pray daily for the conversion of their unbelieving husbands. For 3 years, they continued to pray earnestly, but with no apparent result. At length, one lady said to her friend, "It's useless praying any longer for John's conversion. He seems every day to grow more hardened to all religious impressions. I resigned to stop, for I fear his conscience is quite seared." "Well," replied her friend, "I can't stop praying for my husband while I have breath. So if he goes down to the pit, he'll go weighed down with his wife's believing prayers." The two continued in prayer for their respective husbands for 4 years longer, yet still without any apparent result. Time passed, and after 7 years of crying and waiting, Mrs. B. awoke one night and saw, to her surprise, her husband reading the Bible by the light of a candle. She called to him, and he told her he was in sore distress about his sins. He begged her to help him find peace. She joyfully rose and, having joined him at the table, told how long and anxiously she had prayed and watched for his conversion. At last, she saw that God was answering her prayers. They knelt down together while she uttered a few broken words, imploring the Lord to save her dear husband and make him decide at once for Christ. When she could not continue for tears, the husband began to pray earnestly for himself. And while he was thus praying, the mighty change was wrought in his soul by the Holy Spirit, so that his prayer ended in a burst of joy and thanksgiving. Next morning, the happy wife set out to convey the glad tidings to her friend, who lived at some distance. To her surprise, she met the other, who was on the way to visit her with a face radiant with joy. Before Mrs. B. had time to tell her tale, Mrs. A. began eagerly to relate the story of the sudden conversion of her own husband during the previous night. "Why, that's just what brought me to see you," cried Mrs. B. "My husband also was converted last night, and I couldn't rest till I had told you the wonderful news." On comparing notes, it was found that the prayers of both wives had been answered simultaneously and in circumstances almost identical. Christian mothers, wives, sisters, keep on praying for your dear ones. God is faithful, who hath said, "Ask, and it shall be given." Selected. Let us pray. Our Father, Teach us how to pray in earnest and in the Spirit, that we may receive from Thee the things which will strengthen and help us to be better soldiers of the cross. Bless the words of the message today to every heart, and to Thee we'll give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, before I go, let me leave this thought with you. True religion is not negative, only a giving up of this or that, but positive, a getting and a possessing. If a man will be content with nothing but the best thought, best work, best friends, best environment, he need not trouble about avoiding the worst. The good drives out the bad. There are two ways of lighting a dark room. One is to attack the darkness with candles. The other is to open the shutters and let in the light. Friends, I for one would like to hear and now state my conviction that I believe prayer is in order in every home, in every school, and in every city, state, and nation under heaven. What we need is to see Uncle Sam on his knees before God in prayer. Now, may I remind you that you're listening to the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We come to you each week over the same station. We're trusting God by faith to keep His Word going over the air and through the mail. If you'd like a printed copy of today's message, let us know. We'd be glad to send you one without cost or obligation. This is Willie Murphy speaking. You may write to us by addressing your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Listen now to the recording of this song, The Love of God. One of the singers, Sister May Carver, has already gone to be with the Lord. Others singing with her are Lynn and Alma Carver and Marie Mitchell.
When hoary time shall pass away, and earthly groves and kingdoms fall, when men of here refuse to pray, on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall
Friends, it's been a real pleasure to bring you this short gospel message today. If you've enjoyed its contents, we'd be pleased to hear from you. If there's any way we can help you, be sure to let us know. If you desire our prayers or need healing or spiritual help in any way, be sure to let us know. Address your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Be with us again next week on this same station at this same time. Until then, may the Lord watch between you and me while we're absent one from another. Very cheerful. Goodbye.